are now listening to Jess is Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome back to Jess is Lit. I hope everyone is doing great and taking advantage of the beautiful sunshine. This past couple days, the weather has been cooperating greatly, and it actually was really hot yesterday and a bit of today, but especially yesterday and 2 days ago. It was really, really hot during the afternoon, and so I hope everyone got some sunshine. The weather app does say it's going to rain sometime tomorrow or the next day after, so let's take advantage of this. And yeah, and I hope everyone's doing well on campus with school. Today's an exciting day. We're going to deviate from what we normally did my past episodes. I decided today we listen to some music, of course related to Canada and literature. I did some delving into research with some songs, and I chose several interesting Canadian songs that kind of hit heart to literature and emotion. So I guess today's episode will just have a brief intro to some songs that I have chosen and have a fun time listening to the content. We'll listen to some songs right now and then have some PSAs, ads, and some show promos somewhere in the middle, and then finish off the second half with some more songs. So the first song that I've chosen was from, it's called Tom Sawyer by Rush, and it's basically, Tom Sawyer is basically a spirited character from Mark Twain's novel, and it was inspired by Rush's song Tom Sawyer on their 1981 album Moving Pictures. The song was co-written by a band, by its band members, and was also inspired by a poem titled Lewis the Lawyer. And mainly the song depicts a modern rebel, and it reflects the endearing influence of Twain's defiant protagonist. Now that's all for this song. Let's get this rolling. This is Tom Sawyer by Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. That was Tom Sawyer by Rush. Good song to listen in the summertime. But the content was really intense. It was basically about the modern rebel and clashing back at the norms placed in those times, and was also influenced by Twain's novel of the Divine Protagonist. The next song on the list is called Billy S by Skye Sweetnam. This is also a very nice song. In her 2003 debut single, Billy S by Skye Sweetnam, the song basically challenged the influence of traditional literature. And surprisingly, this was a song that challenged the literature of Shakespeare, which also caught my eye among young people. And with its catchy chorus and rebellious lyrics, the song resonated as a teen anthem and also suggested a desire for a reinvention of the curriculum. So let's give this one a go. This is Billy S by Skye Sweetnam.
Wake up tired Monday morning, suck. It's way too early to catch a bus. Why conform without a fuss? Daddy, daddy, no, I don't wanna go to school. I don't need to read Billy Shakespeare, me Juliet or Malvolio. Feel for once what it's like to rebel now. I wanna break out, let's go. Teachers treat us all like clones. Sit up straight, take off your headphones.
You just finished listening to Billy S by Skye Sweetnam. This song, Billy S, is actually the title actually stands for Billy Shakespeare. It's a reference to William Shakespeare. Just like how I said before, this song was also challenging literature, in particular Shakespeare's literature, which caught my eye, and it was pretty cool. And so this was the song that I just played. And I apologize for the mic issues. There was something going on with the mic, so if you guys had a hard time listening to me prior to now, I apologize. The mic was somehow very weirdly heard by some people, so I hope it's good now. The third song that we will be listening to is called Fair Verona by Dan Mangan. Dan Mangan's 2010 album, Nice, Nice, Very Nice, showcased his knack for reinventing narratives, and it also drew inspiration from literature such as Kurt Vonnegut's Cat's Cradle and also Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. The track Fair Verona, I think it really offers a fresh perspectives on, I think it offers us a perspective on timeless play, and it delves into themes of history, reputation, and the defiance against the status quo. And I think that he has good vocals, and the acoustic melodies, in my opinion, provides a tender exploration of these themes. So before we do anything else, let's take a look or take a listen to this great song. This is Fair Verona by Dan Mangan.
Take shape of people we used to know, till we grow less fond of knowing. And we can ride in the night and discard all the facts on our backs, remembering the thought that we thought since we got over our parents. And if we go where we go and don't tell anyone where we're from, we can cut and paste the stars to our hearts and understand them. We won't spit with our mouths or draw lines in the dirt with our heels, and every single day we'll just wait and hope to see the next one. If we go down to forget we met. Those days have all passed. Now the cast is filing to the stage in a rage, taking their places. We go down. Where our hearts have been, till we forget just where our hearts have been.
That was Fair Verona by Dan Mangan. Very good song that hits deeply into the heart. If you people have time, please make sure to check out the lyrics, because the lyrics do really convey a strong message of, in a sense, loss of a loved one, but it's really emotional and good vocals as well. The fourth song is a song that I know that a lot of you guys have listened to, especially quite a bit back. I think it was in the early 2010s, or but this song is really popular. It's called Lost Boy by Ruth B. And just a quick little intro of this song. It relates to Peter Pan, and Peter Pan basically embodies a rebellion and a refusal to grow up. And this whole notion and figure of Peter Pan resonated across literature and popular culture as well. And Ruth B., an Edmonton-based artist, wrote Lost Boy, and it basically draws inspiration from the character Peter Pan, particularly from the version in the TV series Once Upon a Time. And her point and her concept of the song captures, I guess, the longing for eternal youth. And it offers the listeners a nostalgic and also bittersweet modern take on the classical tale of Peter Pan. So let's, without further ado, let's go and take this song a look and a hear. Peter Pan by, or sorry, not Peter Pan, Lost Boy by Ruth B.
There was a time when I was alone, nowhere to go and no place to call home. My only friend was the man in the moon, even sometimes he would go away too. Then one night as I closed my eyes, I saw a shadow flying high. He came to me with the sweetest smile, told me he wanted to talk for a while. He said, Peter Pan, that's what they call me. I promise that you'll never be lonely. And ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. He sprinkled me in pixie dust and told me to believe, believe in him and believe in me. Together we will fly away in a cloud of green to your beautiful destiny. As we soared above the town that never loved me, I realized I finally had a family. Soon enough we reached Neverland. Peacefully my feet hit the sand, and ever since that day, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Wendy, darling, even Captain Hook, you are my perfect storybook. Neverland, I love you so, you are now my home sweet home forever, a lost boy at last. And for always I will sing, I am a lost boy from Neverland, usually hanging out with Peter Pan. And when we're bored, we play in the woods, always on the run from Captain Hook. Run, run, lost boy, they say to me, away from all of reality. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free. Neverland is home to lost boys like me, and lost boys like me are free.
Now that was Lost Boy by Ruth B. So the concept of Peter Pan, I really like this song. I listened to this a lot when I was a young boy, contemplating about growing up and becoming an adult. And I think this song, listening to this now as an adult, really was a deep, deep song that touched on very philosophical things, concepts about youth, about growing up, about getting old. And I think that Ruth B did a great job in capturing the longing of eternal youth. And every time I hear this song, I think of the past, and I think of all the memories that I had with my family, friends, and just everything that went on during my life as a child. And, you know, some parts of those I wish I could always have forever, which I will never have due to the fact that I'm an adult now. And some parts of my childhood, I'm just happy with leaving it into memories. And so looking back at the song now and hearing it now as an adult, it makes me think a lot about how my childhood was and how my childhood really influenced and helped me get through the hardships. And, you know, it's a good, this song is a good song to get you thinking about your past, and it really gives you a nostalgic view and memory, and to add in their bittersweet take on just how your childhood was. And so, yeah, this was Lost Boy by Ruth B. Before we delve into some more songs, I'd like to play some ads, PSAs, and some show promos. So after that, we will get right on with more songs. But in the meantime, here's a little break with some show promos, ads, and some PSAs. We'll be back.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com. Dub Club presents Treefort Music Fest, coming to downtown Boise March 20th to 24th, 2024. Lineup is out now, featuring musical acts Channel Trace, Ty Segall, Nico Case, Frank Moody, Kristen Maroney, Drama, Dead, and so much more. This five-day festival features over 400 bands, plus comedy, yoga, food, beer, art, films, drag, and more. Full lineup, ticket packages, and more information at treefortmusicfest.com.
Welcome back to Jess's Lit. Those were some ads, PSAs, and some show promos. Now to get back with some songs. You guys have been just listening to Canadian songs that were, in a sense, related to literature, philosophy, and just the whole social movements throughout history. The most famous one, I assume, would be The Lost Boys by Ruth B. That was the one that played just before the break. The song now that I will be playing, our fifth song of the day, will be called On and On and On by Joel Plaskett. Just a little intro before we hear this song. In his song, On and On and On and On, there's a tribute to Shayla Rogers, referencing her speaking voice. And the song, in a sense, echoes elements of a coming-of-age tale, similar akin to J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye, or Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. in regards to themes of identity and journey. And Plaskett's song, though it's not a direct retelling, in my opinion, but it resonates and tells a implicit but also explicit at the same time story about young audiences, or towards young audiences, through its exploration of place and self-discovery. So in a way, this song really is implicitly expressing self-discovery towards a young audience, but at the same time, if you listen to it, you may think that it's being very explicitly shown. But that's up to you guys. That is up to you guys to decide. So without further ado, this is On and On and On by Joel Plaskett.
You have arrived, son.
Is this the last frontier?
It's quite a drive, son. So get yourself in gear. 'Cause kid, you ain't home yet. Cement takes some time to set.
It's been a long haul. Am I knocking on the wrong wall?
You have arrived, son. Messy business.
This mess is surely mine. A sketchy witness. That's the blood that's in my veins by the ocean. Till I fan those prairie flames.
Foot loose and fancy free.
Now I'm a spinning 33. Complete devotion. Is at the cost of love's commotion? Nova Scotia. Bad things happen.
That much we understand.
But the hands keep clapping. When the shit does hit the fan,
you can't let it do you in.
Somebody give me my gin.
Hands keep clapping.
Oh, I miss God tapping. Bad things happen. So many places I've traveled in my months. Wide open spaces. Down to claustrophobic trunks.
And if they lock you down too long, you can pay them back in song.
Oh, I feel it coming. Just like my guitar humming, I will pay you back now.
It's kind of awkward.
I'm just like my father.
Yeah.
Just finished listening to On and On and On by Joel Plaskett. It's a bit of a long song, but you never get tired of it, and you never get bored of it. I love the melodies, the beat, the lyrics, and it really resonates, in my opinion, with young audiences. And I think that this song is a really good song for the summer, so please give this song more listens. I definitely will. Maybe on my bus ride home, I'll listen to this and just, you know, think. It's a good song to think, a good song to have bit during for your white noise if people need it for whatever you may do. But yeah, Joel Plaskett's On and On and On and On. Our sixth song and our last one for today is called Time's Arrow by The Weaker Thans. This song's inspired by Martin Amis's novel of the same name, reflects the book's theme of reverse time. And through disrupted chronology, the song captures a sense of time slipping away. And the lyrics to the song are very poetic, in my view. And it has, the song itself has some sort of a meditative pace, and it offers a contemplative journey similar to Amis's work. And so this is our last song for the day. Let's give it a go. Time's Arrow by The Weaker Thans.
Watch the sunrise sinking and and she's talking in her sleep. Dream of how alone she was. Tomorrow when you keep all those promises to someone, in a mirror you will find at your parents' house in 1989.
That was Time's Arrow by The Weakerthans. But yeah, it's time to wrap up the show today. I hope you guys enjoyed the new take on the show. I know before this one, it was all about poetry and just reading and a lot of my voice, but I decided to try something new today again, like I mentioned before, and I really enjoyed it. It was good to, you know, listen to a lot of vocals, and so I might bring this back for my future shows. But please let me know if you guys liked it or not. I'm always open to new ideas and feedback. And I apologize again if you guys had a hard time listening to the audio for the first half or quarter of the show. Something was wrong with the mic. I'm not sure what it was, but it was sorted out shortly after. But yeah, thank you so much again, you guys, for tuning in. Please take advantage of the great weather. I know it's gonna die down soon according to the weather app, but I hope it's wrong, or at least delayed more. But yeah, just go outside, get some sunshine. I hope you guys, the sun actually has been longer out now compared to weeks before, which is great to see. And yeah, I hope everyone has a great night, a great day, and I will see you again in 2 weeks. Thank you for tuning in to Jess's Lit. And yeah, have a great one. Thank you all.